Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Joel chapter 2 today, verses 28 through 3:2. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. For behold, in those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I'll gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I'll enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land." As we wrap up our Saturday challenges, it's only fitting that we get this encouragement and warning from these verses. Verses 28 and 29 of Joel chapter 2 began at Pentecost. Listen to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. Peter is preaching, and he's standing with the 11, lifted up his voice, and he addressed them, saying, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male and servants and female servants in those days I'll pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So this prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and following, began at Pentecost. Verses 30 and through 32 of Joel 2 are going to happen during the end of the tribulation period. Listen to Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they'll see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he'll send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they'll gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other." But then, as we read in chapter 3 of Joel, verses 1 and 2, God's going to then judge the nations that divided the land of Israel, and only the pro-Israel surviving Gentiles will be let into the kingdom. We saw that in Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, "For behold, in those days and at that time I'll restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, and I'll gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I'll enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land." In Matthew 25, the parable of the sheep and the goats, actually it's not really a parable, it's as much as it's going to happen as well. It says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he'll sit on his glorious throne, and before him will be gathered all the nations, and he'll separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep and the goats." And by the way, the ones that go into the kingdom, he says, "I was hungry, you gave me food, thirsty, you gave me drink, stranger, and you welcomed me, naked, and you clothed me, sick, and you visited me, as in prison, you came to me." And they said, "Wait a minute, when did we do this?" And he said, "When you've done it to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done it to me." Folks, Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through chapter 3:2 is full of prophecy that began at Pentecost, when God began to pour out his spirit on all people who believed and received the Holy Spirit and were saved. There's coming a day, the tribulation period actually, in which the end of it is going to be marked by the sun going dark, the moon turned to blood, vapors, fire, columns of smoke. And then God's going to judge all who survived the tribulation period according to how they treated Israel. I hope and I pray that all those listening right now will be okay and ready for all of these days because of Jesus and our faith in him. I look forward to sharing some more with you in 1 Minute Challenges coming up next week. Hope to see you then.